Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thanks for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. It's all part of our 2010 draft coverage, and it's presented by Fox Sports Houston. During senior week in Mobile, Alabama, we caught up with Texans general manager Rick Smith in his hotel room and talked about a range of subjects, including player evaluation, the coaching changes, and much, much more. First and foremost, how are things going as a general manager when you're here at an all-star game like this?
Well, they're good. And of course, as you know, last week we were in Orlando for the East-West game, and obviously all of our scouts are here in Mobile for the Senior Bowl. This is the creme de la creme of the senior class this year, and so it's exciting.
Lots of frequent flyer miles getting logged this time of year. When you're at a Senior Bowl practice, what sort of things are you doing by yourself?
Well, I tell you, it's a great opportunity for me to see these guys up close, see how they interact with coaches, see how they take coaching, if you know, what their bodies look like. You know, we obviously have the weigh-in on Monday morning, and that's an opportunity to really get a real good view of what the guy looks like physically and the body composition. So you're looking at all those things. Our scouts have different positions that they're assigned to, that they're paying attention to. I try to personally, there's a south practice and a north practice each day. I try to take one side of the ball and focus on a couple of different position groups each day so that over the course of the week, I get a chance to really evaluate each position group.
You talked about body types, and since the college season has ended, whether it was in a bowl game or whether it was just in November, a lot of these guys have been working out, going through just such extreme regimens with, you know, certain companies, basically, where they try to get the guys ready for the draft. Do you notice much of a difference from what you've seen on tape in a college game versus what you see out there on a day like today or tomorrow?
I think that we're so close to the season now, so that the differences are minor. I think you see much more of a pronounced difference if that occurs from the time that they end these all-star games to the combine. And we certainly understand that guys are training for the combine and they're training for their pro days. And so that's why that's only one part of the evaluation process. This game's a part of the process. But for us, the most important thing is what we call his resume. What has he done as a football player over the course of his collegiate life? And that is what we put the most emphasis on from an evaluation standpoint.
What is this this group at the Senior Bowl? What's impressed you the most about them?
Well, you know, like every year, you know, you look at the class and what you want to see over the first couple of days of practice is how quickly can they assimilate to an NFL style practice. You're looking for competitive people, and so you're looking for guys that are competing, whether it's a one-on-one drill or whether it's just an individual. You want to see guys compete at this level, and you want to see that the game when the stakes raise. You want to make sure that a guy, it doesn't get too big for him. And so you're looking for things like that. And then, you know, at the end of the week, you're looking for a guy who can step up when the opportunity presents itself and take advantage and make some plays.
Obviously don't want names, but in the past, maybe today, have there been any guys that you see them and automatically you say, yes, we want to see more of this guy, or automatically, no, he's off our radar?
Well, you try not to make, you know, impulsive judgments like that. Certainly there are some things that players can do in these games or in practice that they flash and you say, whoa, you know, I need to go study that guy, or I thought this was, you know, what I saw on tape. He showed me something different today. So it's a part of the evaluation process. I'd like to think that nothing that you're going to see on, you know, in a couple of days of practice or in a game, again, won't be, you know, more in terms of what you value in a total evaluation than what the guy does as a football player.
Yeah, how much does the actual game, the actual Senior Bowl itself, even matter to you guys as opposed to the practices?
Well, it matters because, again, when the lights turn on, that's what's most important. And so it does matter. And, of course, most of the scouts are here during the course of the week watching practice. And we typically leave at the end of the week and we'll watch the game on TV. And, of course, we'll get the game and view it, you know, in our offices. But the game is absolutely important.
How much are you meeting with the scouts right now? How much are you waiting till next week or waiting a few weeks down the line to do these evaluations?
Yeah, and that varies from team to team. Some teams meet, you know, each day and to talk about, you know, our guys are fairly organized and we've talked, and so we don't meet as a staff per se over the course of the week, but everybody's compiling their notes and we'll get back together as a group and kind of reassess what we've seen.
Closer to home in Houston, you guys have a new quarterbacks coach, Greg Knapp. How come him, and what led you to that decision?
Well, that's an addition that I'm very excited about, as I am about Rick Dennison's hire. And you know, both those guys have experience in our type of offense, and of course Rick, having worked with us in Denver, very familiar with what we do, and Gary's philosophy and how he wants to implement and run his offense. Greg Knapp is a guy that comes from the same system, has coordinator experience in this league multiple times, has worked with quarterbacks. So both those guys, I think, are going to add, you know, tremendously to our offensive staff, and I'm excited about both of their additions.
And they're new faces, but they're, in another way, there's so much continuity there. And how invaluable is that?
Well, it's very valuable, and you know, transition is a part of this business, as you know, and you know, you get guys who can move on for whatever reason, whether it's promotions or, you know, when you feel like you need to make a change as an organization. So you've always got to be able to manage change. But certainly if you can add people who have some type of familiarity to what you're doing, whether it's by scheme or by philosophy or by, you know, having worked with somebody before, all those things matter, because at the end of the day, it helps everybody to get on the same page a lot quicker. And the, you know, to the degree that we can do that as a staff and then get that to the players, that's what's going to help us to be successful on Sundays.
So the staff is basically rounded out right now. We're a month almost from the season being finished. January 3rd was the last game. You guys wrap it up with four straight wins. How important was that, the way you went on that winning streak there at the end, in your mind?
Well, it was very important. You know, obviously it gave us a chance to have the first winning season in franchise history, and that's something that, while we didn't recognize our goals, that's something that we can't take for granted. It's never happened, and so we certainly are very, you know, happy about that. It keeps us, you know, not on schedule to where we wanted to be, but it keeps us making progress. And so long as we continue to do that and keep adding pieces, and that's why, you know, this week is so important. Last week was important. This whole off season in terms of what we do with free agency, you know, how we attack the draft, all those things are important, because we are close. You know, for us to get to where we need to go, we've got to fine tune now. And there's a couple pieces that we need to add. And I think this football team is ready to realize the goals that we have in terms of making it to the postseason and having a chance to, you know, bring a championship to our city.
Certainly one of the reasons that the Texans are so close is the success of last year's draft class. Top to bottom, you guys really hit. And how important was that, and how surprised were you that your guys contributed so early from that 2009 draft class?
Well, you know, you always are hoping, you know, and certainly the way Brian played and the production that he had, you know, you saw that potential in him. You know, he's got to go out and make the plays, and he certainly gave us a lot of confidence that what he had done in college that he would do, you know, in the National Football League, and he had a tremendous year. But we got, like you said, we got contributions from top to bottom with the class, and that's what we're trying to do. And I think continuity in our staff and in our program has really helped us in that regard, because we know what the coaches are looking for. Our scouts, we've educated them. I think what you're seeing from a production standpoint with our draft classes is the fact that our scouts understand the types of players that we're looking for, and our coaches understand the process. And so, you know, when we get into the room in terms of our draft preparation, we're talking the same language, and it gives us a chance to go be successful on draft day.
Regardless of position, what is the type of player a Texan, you want a Texan to be?
Well, you know, we're looking for smart players. We're looking for high-character players. We're looking for players that are passionate about the game of football. We want physical players. That's something that's important to us. And so there are any number of those elements that we're looking for. But the biggest thing, I think, is that a guy has to have a passion for the game.
Were there any surprises this season from some of the veterans that you saw? Anybody kind of leap out at you and make you intrigued a little bit more about what might happen in 2010?
Well, I think the biggest thing for me is the evolution of a quarterback. I mean, you know, there were some questions coming into the season about his durability. There were some questions about whether or not he could be the guy. We had structured his contract as such that, you know, we had a three-year deal with a three-year option. And so there were a lot of pressures surrounding him and his performance, and what he did and the way that he responded to that and the leadership that he showed, you know, for our football team, I think gives us a chance to really, really take it to the next level. And that's probably the biggest thing that I was pleased about.
And in terms of career starts, he's still a young quarterback, if you think about it, right?
Oh, he is. And you know, I've said this before that, you know, when you talk about the evolution of a quarterback, and particularly in our system, the third year is the one where they take the biggest jump. And it's also the year where you pretty much, you know, from an evaluative standpoint, you can know if you've got a guy who's really going to take that step or not. And he certainly did. And so, you know, we're pleased about that and excited about his leadership and how he can, you know, help our team, you know, go to where we're trying to get to.
Middle of Senior Bowl week. Take us through a rough, I guess, timetable chronology of now until the April 22nd draft for you.
Well, I tell you, it's going to be a lot of work. You know, we're here, and of course, you know, we'll be here, you know, for the balance of the week, and then we'll get out of here at the end, latter part of the week. And then our scouts will come into Houston, and we'll meet for about a week, and we'll set our draft board. And then in between that time, we will have met with our coaches to kind of go over unrestricted free agency, get a game plan for that. And then, of course, it's the combine in Indianapolis in February, and then free agency is right after that in the beginning of March. And then we start our exhaustive draft meetings in March, and that'll lead us right into April into the draft. So it's a lot of work to be done, and a lot of information to assimilate and to digest. But again, with, you know, with the guys that we've got, I think we've got an outstanding college staff headed up by Dale Strom. He's done a heck of a job for us. You know, he and Ed Lambert and Mike McCagnan, those guys are great leaders in that department. And so, you know, I'm very confident that, you know, we'll have a good process again. And then if we put the work in, again, it'll give us a chance to have a, you know, a productive day, you know, a couple few days this year with the draft.
You talk about that draft board. How fluid is it in terms of movement as far as guys going up, guys going down, guys staying the same?
It's fluid. You know, and it's, you know, I don't think that it ought to be static, because we are constantly evaluating. And so we've got a guy's body of work up to now, but then you do have, you know, these all-star games. You've got the combine, you've got the workout days. And so, you know, while I don't think it drastically changes, I do think guys will increase or decrease, you know, their value over the next few months.
It's a busy, busy life for you, Rick Smith. We appreciate you letting us in for a few minutes, and best of luck this week.
Thank you, sir.
All right.